Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's afternoon time in Lviv in Ukraine, where reporter Joseph Lindsley is. And Joseph, I don't know if you had a chance to hear or see or hear about President Zelensky's speech that was broadcast during the Grammys last night, but it was quite something. How are you doing today?
Very good, Bob. Good morning to you all. And actually, there was a Ukrainian poet who performed also in the Grammy ceremony. I met her a few months ago, and I think people here felt, and actually I heard individual stories she shared on Facebook, the poet, how the musicians at the Grammys, before the show, got together in a circle and prayed for Ukraine. And so there really was a sense of, appreciating that solidarity. In Zelensky's speech, I was surprised, and I think one of your listeners wrote in about this, but that he spoke entirely in English. Mm-hmm. When he spoke to Congress, he spoke only a few words in English a few weeks ago, but English is not his, he's not very comfortable in it. And so obviously, but he knows who he needs to reach, and he's making the effort. Zelensky is, he grew up speaking Russian, as did many people, especially in Kyiv and in eastern Ukraine. And he had to improve his Ukrainian before he became president.
Yeah, it was quite something to see that last night. And then after the speech, John Legend performed Free with Ukrainian exiles. And I just kept thinking, this guy's such a great communicator, such a great leader, such a great strategist. I don't know if the Kennedy family still does that Profiles in Courage award, but who better to give it to than President Zelensky?
Yeah, and I mean it's a good time. When Zelensky was elected, I think the people were tired of sort of the oligarchs and the business people running the country. And I'm sure many people now are familiar with the story, but he had the TV show Servant of the People, in which he played a high school teacher that had a YouTube rant that went viral, and he becomes president of Ukraine. Now he actually is president, and those TV skills are certainly helping him communicate the message. Which is difficult in the face of Russian propaganda and a lot of questions around the world. He's in a very difficult position from his bunker in Kyiv to communicate what's happening here. And it seems like he's doing quite well.
Yeah, what a story. I mean, just the fact that he is still alive and well and in power. You mentioned Friday when we spoke, Joe, that I believe colleagues of yours were making that dangerous trip to Kyiv. How did that work out?
Very well. We have a great system of trusted drivers who know how to get through the country. And two of our reporters with Ukrainian Freedom News went along to deliver supplies, everything from helmets to socks for soldiers who are in these suburbs we've been hearing about the past 24 hours north of Kyiv. And we were able to get these essential supplies. And within a few hours, we'll have some videos we can share at LvivLab.com of the situation there. Very interesting. In the city of Kyiv, life is kind of coming back to normal. They've been sort of waiting for an attack, a land attack for weeks. Nothing has happened. And as we've seen over the weekend, Ukrainian forces have pushed the Russians out of the suburbs north of Kyiv. And that's why we're seeing these images, the carnage that the Russians have left behind, the dead bodies in the streets. So these cities are being liberated, but they are absolutely destroyed north of Kyiv. And it looks like for now, Kyiv has been quite well protected and it's highly secure. Our team said, there are checkpoints everywhere in the city. You have to show your passport at all times. And so the city is a little bit on edge, but the businesses are open and the city is coming back to life.
I heard at least one military expert over the weekend, Joseph, talking about the Kyiv battle. And he said, it's over. Ukrainians have won that battle. And now it's all about what will happen in the east. And the question came up, is this just a war of attrition now? And the answer was, it is. And Ukraine can be victorious only if they get more weapons from the west. Is that your feeling?
I think there's so many of the conversations I've had here with various experts. I think there's a sense of desire not to be complacent, not to be complacent is the first thing, and then this brings up the question, what does the victory look like? And I think a lot of the Western media focuses on the recent talks in Istanbul, and you know, can there be some negotiation? I spoke on Friday with a professor from the Ukrainian Catholic University here, a guy who had been once imprisoned in Soviet gulags, and he said, we need to reframe how we're thinking this. We need to find a solution not to the war, but a solution to Russia. Because any country that would do, you know, leave behind the damage and, the photos and the images we're seeing from these Kyiv suburbs, anyone that would attack, that would have an army that would hurt women and children in that way is going to be a problem. You know, even if they do get pushed back to Russia temporarily, there's still going to be a problem. And so I think that, yes, Ukrainians say they need to be ever more stronger, because it still doesn't seem like it's going to end soon. It does seem at the moment that Russia is focused on Donbass and on making sure they control the coastline from Crimea all the way to Russia. And the one place that's stopping them from that continues to be the besieged city of Mariupol. And that's currently where they're focusing their efforts. But we don't know if they have some, it's a massive country. We don't know if Putin has some other tricks up his sleeve. And so Ukrainians are not complacent in the moment.
Joseph Lindsley, who is the founder of the Lviv Lab for the Activation of Democracy, will post his links on our website. Also, his reports can be found there, and more information, WGNradio.com for that. We again pray that you take care there, Joe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And if you have any questions for us in the morning about what happens in basketball tonight, we'll be happy to fill you in. I don't know if you can follow the game tonight over there, can you?
I don't think we have time to follow it, and so I'd appreciate your update. And I will say, I was thinking, you mentioned John Legend at the Grammys. He is currently scheduled to headline the Leopolis Jazz Festival in Lviv in June. I don't know if they mentioned that on TV last night, but so there's, you know, there's hope even that, you know, who knows, but if things could be fine by June, somehow I doubt it. But yeah, if you can, let me know what happens in the game, and you guys are my source of information on that.
So, all right, Dave.
Got it.
You on it?
I will have the full report tomorrow.
And wouldn't that be awesome if that works out for a John Legend show there? I mean, man, oh, man. Let's pray. Thank you, Joe. Have a good one, and take care of yourself. Be safe over there.
You too. Thank you.